like didn't I felt kind of rushed, but I want to like make absolutely clear that like trans women of color are like why we have any like semblance of equality or representation. And like if you don't acknowledge that, then you're being irresponsible and you're kidding yourself. So please enjoy Immaterial. I hope you liked this episode, and catch you on the other side. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Ourselves. still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Oh, that right there. Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, Lesbian Anthem, if ever there was one. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods. Happy to be hanging out with you on this beautiful Pride Week Tuesday. Happy to be making radio. Happy to be gay. Happy to be living my best life. And I hope that you are as well. We got a whole hour of great tunes from queer and femme artists. And it's a special kind of pride bent to it this week, though I guess every week is Pride Week on this program. But it's a little extra gay for you here on this Tuesday to be celebrating stuff. So we have, of course, Tracy Chapman. There's going to be some Mal Bloom. There's going to be some of the Butchies. There's going to be some new stuff from Tegan and Sarah. And there might even be another kind of classic lesbian treat at the very end of the program. So yeah, all lesbian, bi, non-binary artists here on the program. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And I do hope you're having a good Tuesday wherever you are, whatever you are getting up to, whether it is Pride Week involved or not. I'm a firm believer that every week is Pride Week. So any stuff that you do during Pride Week doesn't have to be explicitly Pride Week to still be Pride Week. Live your best life. Be happy. Be gay. All that good stuff. Be gay. Do crimes, as the kids say. But yeah, so let's just get right into the tunes. There's lots of them to come, so I won't keep you waiting much longer. First up, we're going to be listening to a track off of an album that I played a song from a couple weeks ago when it came out. One of my favorite new albums of 2019, and coming from one of my favorite artists. Last time we were listening to them here on the program, we listened to the main single, See Me, off of this album. But today we're going to be listening to another track. This track is called Things Left to Say, and it comes off of the new album Pity Boy from Mal Bloom. And we're going to listen to it right now here on Into the Woods.
Already how you hoped that it would come. All the days and weeks unfolding as we buttoned up our coats and headed home. What's a home? Another place you never go. Another space nobody. Yeah.
say that I talk like Ellen Page. I guess that makes sense since we come from the same place. But it's more than just a regional thing, cause if it's 50% maritime, it's 50% lesbian. We're on the same page.
A classic of this program, frankly, probably one of the most played songs here on the radio, and I feel no shame about it, Radioland. That was Partner with the Ellen Page. That was a single they released way back when. Partner, of course, out of the Maritimes, making great lesbian garage rock. Before then, we heard from the Butchies, She's So Lovely, off of their album from 2004, Make Your Life, and then kicking off the set, a little bit of Mal Bloom's new album, Pity Boy. The track was Things Still Left to Say. You're tuned into the special 2019 Pride edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you, bringing you a whole hour of great gay queer tunes for your listening pleasure and celebration. Yeah, because it's Pride Week. It's great. That last track, Ellen Page, was making me think about a conversation I had with a friend of mine who is a cis gay man. And we were talking about how I'm recently single. I guess recently as in like 6 months ago, but still. Recently single, back out in the world, doing the dating thing, trying to meet cute people and all that. And he was asking me what my type was for people. And I had a long time of kind of walking around trying to verbalize it because I only had in reference to people that I've been interested in before. And finally, I was like, it's basically Ellen Page. It's people who look like Ellen Page because we all have our type. And so much love to Ellen Page. That is my my shameless crush and love for sure. One of the top ones for sure. There's a thread going around on Twitter earlier today that was talking about what movies made you gay. And Juno is definitely up there for me, going to be fully honest. High ranking right there. Because, yeah, I love me some mid-2000s Ellen Page. And I love me some current Ellen Page, too. Much love to Ellen Page and all gay Canadians out there. If you are a gay Canadian, congrats on being you. But yeah, we got a whole hour of great tunes to celebrate Pride Week this week, so I won't keep you much longer. This next track that we're going to listen to is another new one. And come on, it's not a Pride Week playlist without a little bit of Sleater-Kinney. This is coming off of their upcoming album. They will be here in Vancouver in November. I will be at that show, so come find me when that happens. I'm sure you'll hear more from that album over the coming months here on the program. But we'll listen to the latest single that they've dropped from that, which is The Center Won't Hold. We'll listen to that, and then we'll be back with some more great tunes here on CITR.
Energy Concerts presents. Detroit indie rocker Steph Chura will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret on August 1st with Vancouver's own Dadweed. Don't miss this show and grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
I really like your taste. Got me thinking about tomorrow. Waiting for a moment, the moment.
Join us at 5:30 on Friday, August 2nd for the Trans Celebration Liberation March held each year on the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people. We gather at Clark Park, 14th and Commercial, and march to Victoria Park for an evening of protest songs and powerful spoken word pieces. Allies and all or no genders are welcome. For our accessibility audit and more information, see our website at transpridevancouver.wordpress.com.
end that track right there. Coming from Shopping, that is Wild Child off of their album, The Official Body. Before that, we heard from Warriors off their album, Imaginary Life, the track They, Them, Theirs. And before that, of course, classic from, well, classic but new. New song, classic artist, Slater Kinney, their new album, The Center Won't Hold, and that's the same name of the song that you heard there. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and it is a gay day fun pride playlist for all of y'all to enjoy, and I'm having a blast here in the booth, a lot of dancing to myself. I was saying on social media when I was promoting this program that it's music to cry to, laugh to, dance to, whatever it is you need to, whatever feelings it is that you are having this week. Celebrate you and enjoy it as an opportunity to listen to some great music. I was talking about this on Twitter the other day. I was saying that I was very excited to transfer all of my angst and issues with the corporatization of Pride to the local level this week for Vancouver Pride. And I've definitely been feeling that as I've seen rainbow flags popping up in businesses and people waving them on the streets and all that. It's just a, I think it's like important to remind ourselves and to remind especially our allies that every week is Pride Week when you're queer. And should be. And also that you don't just stop. It doesn't turn on and off. Having a week to celebrate rainbows and whatnot is great and love to be supported and love to see people like me and see active, visible efforts of support. But you need to be backing that up with actual action to support the people who you are claiming to support. A friend of mine on Twitter was posting about how if your business has a rainbow flag in the window, but still has gendered washrooms and bad labor practices, then you're not a queer ally. And I stand by that wholeheartedly. Really, really, especially if you're in a sort of position of power here in the city this week, making decisions on how your business, your space, yourself are presenting outwardly as an ally. Really think about your inward actions. Think about the small actions, the day-to-day actions, the things that happen on weeks that aren't this week. And really, really consider your allyship and what you can be doing better and listening and listen to the communities and the people who are going through that and say, hey, how can I be better? Ask those questions because it's really important. Ask those questions every week, not just this week. But again, this is a week to celebrate. I'm appreciating it. It is my first, I've been saying to people, it's going to be my first proper Pride, if you will. Last year, I completely missed it. I was out of the city in Calgary during Vancouver Pride, and I came back to Vancouver just in time to miss Calgary Pride. So I did not get my Pride fill last year. And in past years, I had tended to do a muted Pride, just maybe going to the parade and then going home. But this year, I'm going all out. And I hope that you are too, in whatever way is good for you. I know I'll be checking out a few different things. I will be at the Dyke March on Saturday on Commercial Drive. I live in the neighborhood, so I feel like it would be rude of me to miss it, frankly. And then on Sunday night, for sure, I'll be heading out to Pride at Red Gate, which has been organized by a few of the folks who are friends of and involved here at the station. And I really encourage you all to go check out that show. Devourers is playing, a whole bunch of other great, great queer artists. I think there's 6 bands on the lineup right now, and so it's going to go late. It's a holiday Monday the next day, though, so you have no excuse. And it's cheap, and it's friendly and warm and not a club on Davie Street. Really everything you could hope for a Pride weekend, so I encourage you to go check out that show. Come and find me in either I'll be wearing what I'm wearing today, which is a black t-shirt with purple letters that says Gender Traitor, or I'll be wearing my soft gray baseball tee that says Soft Butch on it. Because I do, if my haircut and general demeanor do not portray it enough, I need to label myself on my shirt, apparently. But yeah, enjoy Pride however you want to enjoy Pride. You know, eat a rainbow donut, but also, you know, actually do the work that takes behind that. So yeah. More tunes, more songs. There's going to be lots more songs to come. This next one we're going to listen to, I hadn't actually heard this particular song from this band before until I was kind of rooting around planning this program. And it made me laugh a bit because it made me think about, again, another anecdote I was saying to somebody last week about how I don't know what it is. But I was talking to a straight friend, and this straight friend, she was saying that she would never date a skateboarder. And I was like, oh. I would totally date a skateboarder. And I think the answer is because lady skateboarders and non-binary skateboarders are infinitely cooler than cis straight guy skateboarders. It's just a fact of the matter. I'm sorry, cis straight guy skateboarders. You're not cool. You're a dork. And not in a cool way. But lady skateboarders, non-binary skateboarders, I'm here for you. And then that brought me to a Reductress article that was talking about how cool lady skater mistakenly taken for loser skater boy, which had a line in it about how somebody saw this person had a stick and poke of a dagger, and they were like, oh, that's such a lame stick and poke of a dagger that dude has. And then as soon as she figured out it was a woman, she's like, wow, that's such a cool stick and poke of a dagger. I want one. And that's exactly how I felt before. So this song, long preamble to get to why we're playing this song. It comes off of Pale Hound's album Black Friday from this year. Brand new stuff, actually, from them. And the track is called Stick and Poke. So long roundabout way to say girls with stick and pokes are cool. Girl skateboarders are cool. Anyways, I always tried to learn to skateboard once, and I was not good at it. Shocking, I know. So we're just going to have to live vicariously through this song and through other great skateboarder songs. Anyways, here we are. Let's listen to Pale Hound. This is Stick and Poke off of their new album, Black Friday, here on Into the Woods.
I was. Bard on the Beach Shakespeare Festival's 30th season is running now until September 21st. It's housed in two modern theater tents and situated on the spectacular waterfront setting of Vancouver's Vanier Park. On the BMO main stage is Taming of the Shrew, a hilarious runaway hit inspired by Bard's 2007 Wild West production. This plays in repertory with the Elizabethan-era romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love. On the Howard Family stage, there are two new innovative productions, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, set in India in the 1940s, and Coriolanus, a no-holds-barred political tragedy filled with resonance for our time. For tickets and information, visit bardonthebeach.org.
All I want to get is a little bit closer.
The 16th annual Vancouver Dyke March and Festival is this Saturday, August 3rd. Gather for the march at 11 a.m. at McSpadden Park, just off Commercial Drive. The march begins at noon and ends at Grandview Park, where the festival will be held from 1 to 5 p.m. Come march against sexual and gender depression, especially where it intersects. This free, family-friendly festival aims to recharge attendees through inclusive celebration.
Because I like to be surrounded with women.
Great.
Right there, Dyke March 2001 from Les Tigres off of their 2001 album Feminist Sweepstakes. Before that, we heard from Canadian non-binary love Racespoon Armor off of their album of the same name, and kicking off the set, a little bit of Palehound off their new album Black Friday. The track was Stick and Poke. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and we are celebrating Pride Week this week with all sorts of really queer songs. That last one, perfect example of the kind of vibe we are going for. And just celebrating, yeah, queer joy, queer love, all sorts of things like that. I really am very proud of my queerness and how I've come into it in the past few years. I came out in, gosh, we're coming up on like 4 or 5 years since I've came out, and my life's gotten a lot better since then, frankly. It's pretty great, and I love, it's one of my favorite things about myself is my queerness. And I hope if you're queer that you can say the same for yourself, and if you can't yet, that's okay too. Take care of yourself and love yourself, and love yourself in the way that you think loving yourself is best, if that makes any sense. I'm not here to give you a RuPaul mantras or anything like that, but I am here to say that I love and appreciate the whole spectrum of queer people that I've had the chance to meet and grow close to over my life. Yeah, I feel very, very lucky. I feel very, very lucky to be who I am, where I am right now in this world. And I feel very lucky to get to share these songs with you. Great transition, Melanie. Next up, we're going to be listening to more new stuff. And more new stuff, speaking of that Slater Kinney track we listened to earlier, this is more new stuff from an artist you are probably familiar with. An artist who they are touring, and they will be coming out here in the coming months. And that is another show that you will probably see me at, because I cannot resist. And of course, I'm talking about Tegan and Sarah from my hometown, Calgary. And probably the reason I will never be the most famous lesbian to come out of Calgary, and that's okay. I'm not bitter about it, because they're great. This is a brand new track from them, and it's called I'll Be Back Someday, which is really fitting. And I was listening to it earlier today, and it was really making me think about actually about leaving Calgary and how I came out here. And I've talked about this on the program before about how I think I will be back someday to Alberta. So take with that what you will. We're going to listen to that track right now. So this is I'll Be Back Someday, new stuff from Tegan and Sarah here on Into the Woods.
Sit and watch my TV set. What is on will make it better. We'll make it better. I want to call and ask what's up. Go to dial, but then I stop. Why don't you call? To the end, my friend. Oh, what a lie. Oh, what a lie. If I could pretend, if I could lie. If I could lie. But I can't say. No, I can't say.
if I could pretend, if I could lie, if I could lie, but I can't say, no, I can't stay.
Tegan and Sarah, I'll Be Back Someday, brand new track from them. Very exciting to have new music from them always. I love them. They, for me, are somebody who I've followed for most of my life, all through my ups and downs of my kind of young queer life. And I had the chance to see them live at Calgary's Canada Day celebrations a couple summers ago. And it was a delightful show because it was mostly, it was like half families and then half lesbians, and it was very much my vibe. Outdoor, almost got canceled for a thunderstorm, but it managed to come on through, and it was just a delightful show to be at overall. So I would really recommend y'all come and check them out. I'm just pulling up the information here. They'll be playing in Vancouver on October 5th at the Vogue Theater. The tickets are $40. That's a pricey one. But I will probably, it's probably worth it. I'll still probably go. That show I saw in Canada Day was free, which is my favorite price for a show, Radioland. But you can't win them all. And speaking of can't win them all, we are coming to the end of the program, Radioland. It has been a delight, a gay old delight, hanging out with you here on this beautiful Tuesday evening, sharing with you some of my favorite queer tunes in all of their glory from all of a whole assortment of different artists and folks. Queer music is good. Go find somebody that you've never heard before and listen up. I think a good example of that from today's program, that Warriors song. I had not heard the Warriors before. And now I'm going to go back and listen to probably their whole album on the bus home tonight because I really like that track, They, Them, Theirs, that we played here on the show, and there's going to be more of it. More of it is good. So, yeah. Stay tuned for more of them on the program in the coming weeks. I've got one more song for you today, and it is inspired by I went to Commercial Drag on Sunday night with a couple pals because they were doing a Shrek theme show, and Shrek and drag, very good combo to me in my life, in my love. And I'm a big fan of Commercial Drag. I love the amateur drag community here in Vancouver. I think the folks who are organizing it and doing it do a really good job. Dust is an icon for the city, truly. And speaking of Dust being an icon, one of the performances was Dust dressed as Shrek doing lip sync to Melissa Etheridge's Come to My Window, which is a true lesbian anthem. And just imagining this large man dressed as Shrek in drag doing this song in this pub on Main Street. Oh, it was a delight. It was a treat, a delight. And so I want you to imagine that. And so this is my ode to Dust and my thanks to Dust. I'm going to play you a little bit of Melissa Etheridge here on the radio for Pride Week. I do hope you have a very happy Pride Week at Radioland. Get up to something fun. Treat yourself right. And remember that it doesn't end here. We celebrate Pride every week. And make sure to, take care of yourselves and all of that. So, Melissa Etheridge, sing along if you know the words. I certainly will be, and I'll see you next week, Radioland.
Come to my window, crawl inside, wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window, I'll be home soon. Just to listen to your breath, and I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache, and you don't know how much I'd give or how much I can take just to reach you.
eyes open, I cannot afford to sleep. Giving away promises I know that I can't keep. Nothing fills the blackness that has seeped into my chest. I need you in my blood, I am forsaking all the rest. Just to reach you, just to reach you.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.